During a recent winter storm that fell in the northern Sierra Nevada mountains, my family and our community lost our electric power and consequently had no way of pumping water from our water well. The power grid was so damaged we had to wait a whole week before our home had water and electricity. The inconvenience of not having water and the inability to carry on normal daily activities definitely added a personal touch to our understanding of water's importance in our lives. The state of Washington is also concerned with the growing use of permitted exempt wells that cover the countryside of the state. The question is, how personal and experienced do the people of the state need to make the appropriate changes? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Mo McBroom has a vested interest in the state of Washington. She was born and raised in Washington and currently works for the Washington Environmental Council in Seattle. As an attorney, she has represented many clients within the regulated communities of Washington. Later, she started working on government policy. Mo explained to me the permitted exempt well problem that now has captured concerned citizens of the state.
In Washington, like in other Western states, we have a legal structure, a system for water rights to ensure that people can have access to water and can use water. And we have a doctrine here called prior appropriation. The idea is you take water, you put it to use, and first in time, first in right. So it's the way we sort of track who has water, and if there's water shortages, who needs to cut back, et cetera, et cetera. Entirely outside that system and structure of water rights, we have an exemption in our law that allows folks to sink wells and to rely on wells for certain limited purposes. So in Washington State, we have 5,000 gallons allowed for residential use, for use in your home from permit-exempt well. And just by a bit of comparison, an average home in Seattle uses around 250 gallons a day. So 5,000 gallons there. We have an unlimited amount that can be available for outdoor lawn watering and domestic garden purposes. We have 5,000 gallons available for industrial purposes. And we have an unlimited amount in the state available for stock watering, so for dairies, cattle feedlots, and just generally feeding cattle of any kind. So it's a pretty big loophole in what is otherwise a system which tries to ensure equity among water users and tries to figure out a way to ensure that we have a balance between what we're using and what we're leaving in stream for the environment and for our fisheries.
Permitted exempt wells are a concern because the intent of the original law was directed to providing a small group of rural water users with a limited water supply that wasn't expected to create an impact to other water users. Today's conditions have changed.
It's a problem because the permit exempt provision was drafted in 1945. It was drafted very vaguely and at a different time in our state's history where we had very different needs, much, much smaller population, and not the challenges we have now with regard to sprawl and the growth and expansion of our cities and towns. And what it means is that rather than applying for a water right or relying on a municipal system, across the state we have people sinking new wells in a essentially unregulated fashion. And we know there are, you know, upwards of 500,000 exempt wells in Washington, probably many more. 2003, I think they estimated around 700,000, but nobody knows the exact number. And at least 7,000 new wells are sunk every day. All of these wells are relying on our groundwater resources. And what we didn't know in 1945, when this provision was originally drafted, is that groundwater and surface water are interconnected. And so what that means is we have a situation where new folks are building subdivisions and expanding, building homes in rural areas. They're sinking wells. And that is impairing the water rights of other people who have been relying on stream flows or their own wells for many, many years. And because of the lingering uncertainties with regard to hydrology in the state and the way water withdraws in one place affect water resources and the water available in another, it means we are heading for a giant train wreck. It means that we have situations where senior water users are impaired. We have situations where new exempt wells are taking water out of streams that is desperately needed for the fish runs. And we don't really have any real way to stop it.
Water inconvenience, increased cost, or simply the unavailability of water can eventually impact home life of rural residents and ranchers in their ability to provide water for their homes and livestock.
This problem, this challenge we face year by year, it is going to become more personal for communities, for families, for farmers, as more and more of their wells run dry and their right to withdraw surface water is curtailed because of drought and lack of water. And so as this becomes more and more personal, I think there will be a stronger political impetus to fix the system. But I think like any other big thorny political thing, whether it's healthcare or reforming our financial institutions, you know, reform can come in many guises. And what we fight right now, year after year in the state legislature, is efforts to reform in such a way that will make water more available for withdrawal. People are tired of having to wait in line for water rights. People are frustrated by having to monitor how much water they're withdrawing. They don't like the bother or the expense. And so rather than even making progress on water, we find in Olympia, our state capital, every year we are defending the limited protections that we have. So it's a challenging situation to be in. We need to protect the good things in our system of managing water. We need to improve and reform the system, and we need to ensure that the crisis that is growing does not fuel efforts to further weaken efforts to protect the water.
I can honestly tell you this. Waking up with no water one day to the next is more than an inconvenience. Normal activities go by the wayside, and we begin to lose hold of our lifestyles. It may be that changing our demand on water by modifying how we manage water in our homes will bring an easier and more healthy lifestyle that we never thought was possible. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.